This is Brent Wasinius, and I am here with Dodge County Attorney candidate Pam Hopkins, who is a Republican. Pam, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Wanted to just start out, why don't you tell people a little bit about your background, such as where you grew up and how long you've been in Fremont?
I grew up in Omaha and then moved to Fremont in 1987. I have lived in and within 10 miles of Fremont since 1987. I went to law school and commuted to and from school while I was here. I came here to Fremont in the first place to be able to provide a safe and secure environment to raise my children. Commuted back and forth for school. I obtained my law degree 25 years ago and began practicing with under the guidance of Bill Line as a mentor. A few years later, I obtained my own office and have been operating Hopkins Law Office for 25 years. Approximately 12 years ago, I opened up a satellite office in Blair, Nebraska as well, and have been continuously employed as an attorney for those 25 years. Also, while I've been doing those things, I've been engaged in the community, being very active in things like CASA, the Volunteer Lawyers Project, active member of the local and statewide bar associations, various other organizations primarily focused on homeless prevention, such as Uniquely Yours Stability Support, and the Nebraska Mediation Center.
It sounds like you've really been involved in the community. How much does that help the office that you are someone who has been out and about that people would recognize in the area?
Well, it's given me a good idea and an opportunity to have a variety of perspectives of issues that are present within the community. It's allowed me to build positive relationships with members of the community from a wide variety of backgrounds, whether they're struggling with their own personal struggles or they're part of the leadership that is focused on making our community better.
What was it that prompted you to run for this office?
I've been concerned about the public's perception of the deficiencies, perhaps, in the administration of the legal system in Dodge County. We've had some struggles recently, and I think that my skills and my experience can be used to improve that situation. I have a well-developed reputation within the community of being well-respected for my integrity, my honesty, my forthrightness. I've built positive relationships with the courts and with law enforcement, even though oftentimes I have been sitting on the defense side and we've been sitting on opposite sides of the table. But even under those circumstances, I have good positive relationships with law enforcement generally, because they understand that I'm doing my job. I understand that they're doing their job, and we both, we do our jobs, and then we chat with each other about how our families are and things like that.
What would you assess are some of your strengths?
One of the things that I learned when I was being mentored by Bill Line was that no matter how much you think you know the law, when it's time to do something, you go back to what he called the instruction manual or the big red book of surprises, the statutes. So you go back to them, even if you think you already know what they say, because they change over time. The legislature's always in there changing things. Make sure that you're really up on what the law is today in the moment that you're doing it. Having the two offices located in two different places, through that process, I've been able to develop the skills necessary to manage people in a few different places, and leverage the use of technology to be able to be cost effective. So, for example, my office has been almost entirely paperless for over 10 years. I've done the research to be able to make sure that things are running smoothly between the staff members, between other attorneys and myself, and making sure that we have everything that we need to do the job.
Pam, I know you've talked about streamlining things in the county attorney's office. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about what you mean by that?
Sure. One of the concerns that I have heard frequently from law enforcement and quite frankly, defendants and the courts themselves, the judges themselves, is that there's a great deal of frustration about the delay between the time a person is arrested and the time when they are first charged, which then leads to a sort of an ongoing effect in regard to how long it takes the case to be resolved. And so, you know, law enforcement gets the county attorney's office the information, and there should be a very quick turnaround between the time that information is provided, especially when a person is sitting in jail, and to get those cases on file, because they can't, we can't move them forward until they're on file. And so the my experience with running the two offices has allowed me to be able to leverage that technology and get practices and procedures in place to be able to streamline processes in my private practice. And I have the experience necessary to bring that into the county attorney's office as well.
Before we went on air, we were talking about that you've been going door to door talking to voters. I'm curious, what is the number one thing that those voters are concerned about with the office?
It's two things. One is that, well, I guess it depends on their perspective, right? So individuals who are not directly working with the office just have an overall perception that there is a lack of integrity in the way the judicial administration is being run, broadly speaking, across the county. They've read the headlines in the paper. They are frustrated by the perception that things are not managed fairly, that it depends a lot on who you know in regard to how your how legal matters are handled. As far as speaking directly with law enforcement, they have personally expressed frustration at sometimes the revolving door of arresting someone and then having their charges be handled with a slap on the hand, and then they're back out, and then they're engaged in more behavior, which then escalates oftentimes what their next steps are in regard to how they're going to conduct themselves. And so sometimes we see this escalating pattern of more and more dangerous and aggressive behavior that threatens the safety of the community, broadly speaking. And for law enforcement themselves, this is often reflected in people being charged multiple times with assaults on law enforcement officers and getting a slap on the hand and not having those issues addressed directly. From my conversations with them, we agree that people should be given a second chance if they're struggling with drug addiction or other issues. But at a certain point, it becomes clear that they are that some people are committed to that lifestyle. And as a result of that, they continue to impose a danger to the community, both in their behavior and their bringing others into their lifestyle.
Is there anything you would like to add or anything that we didn't go over?
Well, I think that it's really important for people to be aware of the candidate's positions on things, understand that effective law enforcement requires effective ethical leadership. When the public perceives the laws being enforced in an unfair and unbalanced way, it encourages disrespect for the law, and that impacts all of us. Public safety is the number one issue. I have grandchildren who live in this community. My own children have been raised in this community. I'm personally invested in making sure that we have a safe and secure community to raise our families. I encourage everyone to get out and vote on November 8th and make sure you research the candidates and become familiar with what their positions are before you cast your vote.